Well, I love that. I think I
No, actually, he's from South Africa. These two devotees are going down for the first time, and Jagadguru was preaching there once before.
So, they'll get visa?
They don't require a visa, except for Jagadguru. He's British, he's Canadian, he's South African born.
They
in
don't
South
visa.
Only Jagadguru does, American.
He'll get visa?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
All five are going?
Yes.
Now, we have studied in the world. They light on them. When they are purchasing books, that's a very good sign. Is it not? They are who are purchasing books? Educated
circle?
College, that is. College, university. So I was surprised when they, after my meeting, they purchased books. Because this South African white man, they do not like very much Indians. Is it not? And still, they like the culture.
To our Indian culture.
Huh?
Even the Indians are attracted to our Indian culture.
They lost their culture.
Sure, Prabhupada, we were thinking that this is 1976, and in July there's Rath Yatra. So by next year, 77, we hope to be able to have Rath Yatra in Durban. There are maybe 250,000, half a million Indian people. One cart and three deities on one cart.
And when the government will allow.
I think what? So. They already have
permission. They can give permission globally, probably. And also we want to establish, also apart from the temple, one bus program which will reach all the towns and villages there in South Africa.
Very good.
And also we will go to Rhodesia and possibly Malawi and maybe Mozambique, which are countries in our area. And also, I spoke with the boys from Mauritius. And we want to have some...
Mauritius, we have got now devotees.
Yes.
You have kept his address?
Two devotees. One, that gentleman, Mr. Narayan. He was, he's an engineer with the city electrical department. And the other is a full-time devotee. I had his address, Mr. Narayan.
They're still here?
He left today to go back. He's going to London until August. Then he's going back to Mauritius with his family.
We will invite them to come to our Durban festival, and also I suggested that they also arrange something big festival, because there are 500,000 Indians there, and then some of our men then go to their island, give them association.
Sorry. They'll be visa? Me?
For you?
Huh?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I simply have to take a chest x-ray again and take several shots for you. No problem.
So, when are you going back? Tomorrow?
Yes.
When?
In the morning.
Are they in the morning?
Yes.
Make any arrangements tomorrow to get me tickets and so some things. I think Jagadguru will follow in a few days later.
Make vigorous propaganda all over the world. From South Africa, Australia, there's direct service.
Direct service.
Perth.
Perth, yes.
From Perth to
Sydney?
No, South
Oh, it's about how many hours? It's about 9 hours.
Not much. Nearer than India. From India to Australia, it takes so many hours.
5 hours it was from Bombay to Mauritius.
13 or 14 hours.
5 hours, again 9 hours.
And then it was about 3 hours to South Africa from Mauritius.
No.
Altogether about
from
9 hours.
From Mauritius, they can go directly to Australia. No?
Direct to?
Australia.
Oh, yes. If the flight is broken up like that, it's a little easier. From South Africa to Mauritius, to Perth, or even to Bombay. It's about the same distance from Bombay to Mauritius as to Australia from Mauritius.
Yeah. I was thinking about going from India to South Africa to Australia. To make the flight easier.
I don't think it makes the flight easier. Because you're going like a triangle, this way and then this way. Let us arrange some nice program first. So that when you come again, we'll have something nice to offer you.
I think in Mauritius there's good people. There's a good culture.
The problem in Mauritius, they've said, is that either they don't know how to collect, or they say that it's a very poor country, and they're not able to get funds to start any kind of a dynamic program.
They cannot chant even.
Chanting they can.
That is one. Don't want money. So give them that.
How's the sweet problem?
There's no army for them. So we're hoping that in Durban, where you first preached at the city hall, the young people there, we can get them sufficiently enthused that they'll also join. And then we'll be able to have a very big movement amongst the Indian community as well. We won't lose any devotees like that from the draft.
They don't have religious subjects.
I think about students who are going to be ministers. They are the excuse on draft.
No, even in South Africa, the ministers, no excuses.
Oh.
It's a very strict situation. If you don't go into the army, you go into jail. Even if you're a minister, they don't care. There's no religious grounds for objecting. But only the Europeans are in the army. No one else. They're afraid that if the Indians had guns, they might use them. Against the Europeans.
So we're going to try to make more devotees this year, more Indian devotees especially. We've never really tried before.
Thank you.
small sets of Gaudiya deities. The ones on the far left, just under Lord Nityananda's feet, they are going to Kosovo. They came originally from East Africa. I mentioned them when I first came. So we will be taking them. We have a very nice Sringar sign built for them, finished tomorrow, and we'll be displaying them in all our programs, preaching programs.
They can imitate like monkeys.
If you see only to the plant, you become invigorated.
If you see only
invigorated,
if you just see a flower,
get a replacement.
Yes. Just to walk through a nice garden is very pacifying.
How many different colors set up Krishnamurti? There is no prayer.
Chance.
It is not chance. In this particular tree, this flower will grow. Color will not change. Somebody is preparing?
Yes.
Oh.